Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young.
Chapter 36. Earthly Governments and the Kingdom of God. President Brigham Young, colonizer, statesman, and first governor of Utah, honored and served his government. In July 1846, while the saints were preparing for the journey from Iowa to the Salt Lake Valley, they received a request from the United States government for assistance in the war with Mexico. Although the government had been unsupportive of the saints during their trials in Missouri and Illinois, President Young directed the recruitment of the Mormon battalion to aid in the war and promised the men that they would not have to fight if they conducted themselves properly. This promise was fulfilled. The enlisting of the Mormon battalion also provided money to help the saints move west. 500 men left the camps of Israel for a grueling 2,000-mile march to California and the Pacific Ocean. Said President Young of the volunteers, "I never think of that little company of men without the next thoughts being, God bless them forever and ever. All this we did to prove to the government that we were loyal." Discourses of Brigham Young, page 476. President Young consistently encouraged the saints to be loyal to their government, to obey its laws, and to elect people of virtue and integrity to public office. Teachings of Brigham Young. Earthly governments must be based on God's laws to endure. If a nation transgresses wholesome laws and oppresses any of its citizens or another nation, until the cup of iniquity is full, through acts that are perfectly under its own control, God will hurl those who are in authority from their power, and they will be forgotten, and he will take another people, though poor and despised, a hiss and a byword among the popular nations, and instill into them power and wisdom, and they will increase and prosper until they in turn become a great nation on the earth. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 357. Great and mighty empires are raised to the summit of human greatness by him, to bring to pass his inscrutable purposes, and at his pleasure they are swept from existence and lost in the oblivion of antiquity. All these mighty changes are pointing to and preparing the way for the introduction of his kingdom in the latter times, that will stand forever and grow in greatness and power until a holy, lasting, religious, and political peace shall make the hearts of the poor among men exult with joy in the Holy One of Israel, and that his kingdom is everywhere triumphant. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 357. A theocratic government is one in which all laws are enacted and executed in righteousness, and whose officers possess that power which proceedeth from the Almighty. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 354. If the kingdom of God, or a theocratic government, was established on the earth, many practices now prevalent would be abolished. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 354. One community would not be permitted to array itself in opposition to another to coerce them to their standard. One denomination would not be suffered to persecute another because they differed in religious belief and mode of worship. Everyone would be fully protected in the enjoyment of all religious and social rights, and no state, no government, no community, no person would have the privilege of infringing on the rights of another. One Christian community would not rise up and persecute another. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 354. Whoever lives to see the kingdom of God fully established upon the earth will see a government that will protect every person in his rights. If that government was now reigning, you would see the Roman Catholic, the Greek Catholic, the Episcopalian, the Presbyterian, the Methodist, the Baptist, the Quaker, the Shaker, the Hindi, the Muslim, and every class of worshippers most strictly protected in all their municipal rights and in the privileges of worshipping who, what, and when they pleased, not infringing upon the rights of others. does any candid person in his sound judgment desire any greater liberty? Discourses of Brigham Young, page 355. How can a Republican, freely elected government stand? There is only one way for it to stand. It can endure, but how? It can endure, as the government of heaven endures, upon the eternal rock of truth and virtue. And that is the only basis upon which any government can endure. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 355. Those who govern should possess wisdom and integrity. I like a good government, and then I like to have it wisely and justly administered. The government of heaven, if wickedly administered, would become one of the worst governments upon the face of the earth. No matter how good a government is, unless it is administered by righteous men, an evil government will be made of it. Deseret News Weekly, June the 3rd, 1863, page 2. No being is fit to rule, govern, and dictate until he has yielded obedience to law and proved himself worthy by magnifying the law that was over him to be master of that law. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 357. A good government requires a leader who is capable of communicating to the understanding of the people according to their capacity information upon all points pertaining to the just administration of the government. He should understand what administrative policy would be most beneficial to the nation. He should also have the knowledge and disposition to wisely exercise the appointing power, so far as it is constitutionally within his control, and select only good and capable men for the office. He should not only carry out the legal and just wishes of his constituents, but should be able to enlighten their understanding and correct their judgment. And all good officers in a truly republican administration will constantly labor for the security of the rights of all, irrespective of sect or party. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 363. The people should concentrate their feelings, their influence, and their faith to select the best man they can find to be their president. If he has nothing more to eat than potatoes and salt, a man who will not aspire to become greater than the people who appoint him, but be contented to live as they live, be clothed as they are clothed, and in every good thing be one with them. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 363. We want men to rule the nation who care more for and love better the nation's welfare than gold and silver, fame, or popularity. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 364. Members of the church have a duty to be responsible citizens. Individual self-government lies at the root of all true and effective government, whether in heaven or on earth. Government in the hands of a wicked people must terminate in woe to that people. But in the hands of the righteous it is everlasting, while its power reaches to heaven. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 355. If we live our religion, honor our God and His priesthood, then we shall honor every wholesome government and law there is upon the earth. In the various nations, kingdoms, and governments of the world are to be found laws, ordinances, and statutes as good as can be made for mortal man. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 358. Are we a political people? Yes, very political indeed. But what party do you belong to, or would you vote for? I will tell you whom we will vote for. We will vote for the man who will sustain the principles of civil and religious liberty, the man who knows the most and who has the best heart and brain for a statesman. And we do not care a farthing whether he is a Whig, a Democrat, a Republican, or anything else. These are our politics. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 358. We, like all other good citizens, should seek to place those men in power who will feel the obligations and responsibilities they are under to a mighty people, who would feel and realize the important trusts reposed in them by the voice of the people who call them to administer law. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 362. Whom do we want to fill our public offices? We want the best men that we can find for governor, president, and statesman, and for every other office of trust and responsibility. And when we have obtained them, we will pray for them and give them our faith, trust, and influence to do the will of God, and to preserve themselves and the people in truth and righteousness. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 358. Suggestions for study. Earthly governments must be based on God's laws to endure. According to President Young, from what laws have all earthly governments arisen? Why are these governments different in philosophy and practice? Why must governments be based on God's laws to succeed? What will eventually happen to any government not based on righteous principles? For examples of this result, consider the rise and fall of the Nephite and Lamanite kingdoms at various times throughout the Book of Mormon. According to President Young, what is the purpose of earthly governments? Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verse 1. How would society be different if a theocratic, God-directed government were established on the earth? What did President Young consider to be the greatest liberty a theocratic government would provide? Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verses 4, 7, and 9. Those who govern should possess wisdom and integrity. What qualities should a government leader possess? If government leaders are intelligent, knowledgeable, and hardworking, why is it important that they also have such qualities as honesty and virtue? Why must a potential leader have experience being governed before he or she is fit to govern? Why is it important for leaders to show that they have been obedient to the law? Members of the church have a duty to be responsible citizens. Why is individual self-government so important to the success of an earthly government? How does the righteousness of the people being governed affect the success of the government? Why is it important to vote when you are given the privilege? How should you decide whom to vote for? How can you fulfill your duty to be a responsible citizen? Doctrine and Covenants, section 134, verses 5 and 6. End of chapter 36, Earthly Governments and the Kingdom of God.
From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young.